All of us today are feeling completely gutted and shocked at this particular time. It's not the normal run of things, burying someone much older is the norm, burying someone so young is not. And what has happened to Sean isn't right. And if we feel bitter, or if we feel angry, as well as deeply grieved at the unfairness of it all, well then that's very understandable. Things aren't meant to be like this, and there are just no easy words that we can say that can explain what has happened to Sean. There are many questions, but there are no answers. And even if there were answers, we would still could not turn back the clock. All we can do today is be whatever we can to comfort and be a source of comfort to Joe and to Julie and to Niamh, to Colleen and to Kevin, and to all of the extended family. And we pray with you and for you as you try to come to terms with this very sad and tragic loss of a son, a brother, a grandson, a relative, a neighbour, a friend. And apart from this, all we can do is be here for Sean and surround him with words of kindness and respect, and give thanks for and honour all the goodness that was in him, and lay him to rest in the warm embrace of this love, this kindness and this gratitude. And in our hearts we will carry him always, a testament to the love that transcends even death. May we find strength in one another, and may our faith guide us through this valley of sorrow.